So, you know, a lot of people were posting yesterday for Valentine's Day, all kinds of love messages and quotes and things like that.
Sure.
The one I didn't expect was the one from Tom Brady. And now I'm wondering, is something wrong? Like, first he posted that thirst trap picture of himself in his underwear, right?
Yeah, seemed a little weird. Said he lost a bet. I don't know with who, but okay.
It's just out of character for him.
Yes.
And then he put on his Instagram story this quote, "Love is not a transaction. It is a certain exuberance and sweetness of your emotion." And he tagged the author, who's a sad guru, a yoga expert and humanitarian.
Okay.
What does that mean? Love is not a transaction. Let's play English teacher now. Ready?
Yeah.
Love is not a transaction. It is a certain exuberance and sweetness of your emotion. I think what he's trying to say there is that you don't stay in love with somebody because it's convenient. You have to feel it in your heart. And when that feeling is gone, then the love is over, right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think that you could get that interpretation, at least from some of it. Wow, is Tom Brady trying to talk to his ex-wife again?
Well, that's what everybody's saying.
Yeah.
They're saying that he's trying to get her back. He's retired. He didn't do well this season. He didn't go to the Super Bowl. Now he's realizing the errors of his ways. He wants to go back. She's busy. She's got that jiu-jitsu instructor, and they're riding horseback riding in Costa Rica. She's got things going on.
Yeah, but if he's a realistic person and he's willing to forgive that or overlook that or whatever, because obviously he's had his faults in this marriage. You know, the big thing that she said was you need consistency from your partner. She said, I can't deal with somebody who is not consistent. Be consistent in what you say and what you do. So maybe this is his way of saying that, you know, I was kind of forced into this last go around. You know, the retirement was forced upon me. I wasn't quite ready, but I've learned some lessons here. Let's just say that I still have warm feelings for you. You're the mother of my children.
Right, but don't you think it's weird that he's putting it on Instagram and on Valentine's Day? It's just so strangely out of character, and now we're trying to pretend like we're an English AP in high school and decipher what the quote means. It's so odd.
I don't know if there's a more likely place that he would run into her right now besides a Costa Rican jiu-jitsu tournament or something like that. Is he supposed to go to All Valley and fight this guy?
Well, I was just about to say, let's take a... We were acting really smart, like we could interpret like English lit, right?
Sure.
But let's take a right turn right here. In the fight, who do you think wins, Tom Brady or the jiu-jitsu instructor that she's dating on the horses in Costa Rica?
I mean, I feel like the jiu-jitsu guy is a far better fighter.
Yeah.
But I feel like Tom Brady is a survivor and a winner. Tom Brady's going to bite him. Tom Brady is going to bite him. He's going to do what it takes to win.
Yeah.
Goose Baba. It's Wellness Wednesday.
Freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
If you've been on TikTok or Instagram lately, you've probably heard this.
All the pretty girls walk like this, 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 this. Pretty girls walk.
What's it mean?
Well,
It's
just like a trending audio that people are doing walks to and posting funny things.
Okay.
But also on TikTok that's been trending a lot is the hot girl walk, which goes hand in hand with that. What is the hot girl walk?
It's actually really easy, and there's really only one step. And it is what I call the hot girl walk.
Okay, so what you do to get the hot girl walk, and it's to lose a lot of weight, get very, very healthy, is you have to commit to walking 4 miles outdoor 3 to 4 times a week, or 45, 60 minutes if you can't handle the 4 mile walk. But you have to be outdoors, and you have to do it as often as possible, even better if you can do it every single day.
I mean, so it's really just habit forming, right? I mean, it's we're not breaking the mold here.
Yeah, there's been a big resurgence of walking.
We're walking again?
We're walking
again. That's what we're doing?
Yep. But there's certain things you're supposed to do for the hot girl walk that make it different.
That would make sense.
Yes.
All right.
Now, obviously, there are a lot of health benefits when you go on these walks for a long time and walk kind of quickly,
but it's what you do on the hot girl walk that matters. You're only allowed to think about 3 things on the hot girl walk. 1, things you're grateful for.
So on this 4 mile walk,
yeah,
the only things you're allowed to do are 3 things. 1, you have to think about the things that you're grateful for.
I heard that. Okay.
All right, so what are you grateful for?
I mean, I didn't know that I was going to be on it right now. Yeah, my family and friends. How about that?
I mean, that's such a cliche answer.
What? So I can't say that?
No, there's other things
that
you're grateful for.
My blessings, my success, my health, these things, right?
Yeah.
2, your goals and how you're going to achieve them.
That's a big one.
Yeah, I'd like to be taller.
No. How are you going to achieve that?
Grow more hair.
Okay.
And be an astronaut.
Okay. I mean, I feel like you could probably come up with better ones. Yeah. How are you going to attain that goal? How are you going to be an astronaut?
These are my things here. First, I'm going to have to lose 30 pounds, okay. And that's what I'm walking for.
All right.
And 3, how hot you
That one cuts off. She does terrible editing on her TikToks.
Okay.
But you 3, you have to think about how hot you are.
Oh, yeah. Like as far as like actual temperature or the fact that I am good looking and fantastic.
Yes. Like, okay. Like I am confident.
Yeah.
I look good. I am attractive.
Therefore, it creates a sachet. It sounds like a lot of this is really like mental help, which is, you know, it's great. It's good to have a positive mind. I just thought that there was going to be something like, you've got to lift your arms or do this dance move or whatever, you know, that kind of thing to get more calories burnt.
Well, there's a couple of other things you have to do.
Okay.
You may not think about any boys or any boy drama. I have a playlist that you can use.
Yeah.
And if you ever start to think about any boogery drama or any, you just turn that hot girl playlist up.
Okay. Wait a minute. Did she just say that all boys have boogers? Is
she's
basically what she's saying?
She had boogery drama.
Yeah.
Boogery
okay.
drama about boys. You can't think about boys on the hot girl walk.
I'll do
important.
My best.
I looked up her playlist because I was interested.
Yeah.
It was this.
Okay, I like that song.
Yeah. It's basically my entire For Real playlist all the time. Here's another one.
This is a 40-year-old, you know, girl's playlist. That's what
this
is.
It's not for 40-year-olds. It's for everybody. It's for women empowerment.
Yeah, 22-year-old women know what Avril Lavigne came out with 2 decades ago?
Sure they do. There's also, this playlist is like 50 songs long, which I'm going to steal because it's awesome. There's also this.
Okay. You're way too beautiful,
girl. The hot girl playlist.
Yeah.
Sean Kingston.
Yeah, he'll be thankful that somebody played it so he can get a quarter of his residuals back.
You take that energy and you carry it with you throughout the whole day.
Got that? You take the energy and you bring it with you on that hot girl walk.
I mean, you brought Sean Kingston back to life.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You're not supposed to judge people. We know that. But sometimes you see people do things, say things, post things online, and even though you don't know anything about them, you think to yourself, yep, that's all I need to know about you.
Frankly, they make it too easy some days.
All right, let's get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Nancy.
If I am obviously very pregnant and I walk onto a subway and you look at me and then you pretend you're asleep, that's all I need to know about you.
This person is pretending they're asleep so they don't have to give up their chair. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Give up the chair.
Yes, it happens to me all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. People are just scumbags. Or how about the person that's got their bag on the seat that won't make the room either? This happens on buses and trains, too. And I'll tell you something. There's no easier way to look like a hero than just stand up and offer your seat.
Or, I'm sorry, Raven. The man with the manscape and the sitting, it got wider when you would walk on the train.
Oh, that's terrible. I mean, again, all you have to do is stand. Inevitably, you're going to be getting up to get off on your stop anyways. You could be a hero here. You could be a legend, but no.
I know.
Let me act like I'm sleeping. Sorry. Terrible.
Amy, that's all I need to know about you.
Hi. All I need to know about someone is if they lost custody of their children. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah. You know what? If they're not fighting every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard truth, but I'm with you. Like, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
You know, they always hear about like self-care and all that is so important. But if you put your needs in front of your children's, I have a problem with that, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, the airplane's going down. Put your oxygen mask on first.
Right.
Okay. So you can save everybody else. But you're parenting. Like, once your oxygen mask is on, get to work.
Right.
Get to work, mom or dad. There's no excuses.
Yeah. Agreed.
Exactly.
Gavin, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're still in your pajamas past noon, that's all I need to know about you.
I saw this on a TV show even this past week. Somebody was in bed after like 2 o'clock. Oh, I remember. It was Ginny and Georgia. And the kid was in bed after 2 o'clock. And, you know, it was a show about depression and that type of stuff. So that made sense. But I remember when I used to be in bed till that late. Mm-hmm. When I was DJing at night, I can't even imagine now.
Well, because it's a different lifestyle. Like, if I had nothing to do all day, because those days are so few and far between, I would love being in my pajamas all day and never getting changed. But if that's your norm, like, that's terrible. Like, you have to, like, get yourself motivated. I feel like I'm constantly yelling at my kids to get dressed, even if they have nothing to do. Because, like, I think just changing your clothes puts you in a different mindset, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It used to be for me is I just thought that there was more action happening at night.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was me in college. So I never took a day class in college. All my classes started at 5:45. So I would go to party all night, and then I would set my alarm for 1:30 in the afternoon. Can you imagine? To get up and get dressed and go eat, do my homework, and go to class?
I can't even imagine that you could build a college career around that schedule.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you would think that that would be against the law or something.
No. I took all night classes. It was the smartest thing I ever did. I did better in college than I did in high school. I was never a morning person. And ironically, this is what I do for a living. Sometimes breakups are painful. Sometimes they're physically painful. So Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, they were last seen together before allegedly breaking up at Drake's Super Bowl party. And you may remember that the engagement ring that he gave her was kind of unique. Here's one of the news reports from when they got engaged a year ago.
I know tradition is one ring, but I designed it with Stephen Webster to be two. The emerald, her birthstone, and the diamond, my birthstone. Set on two magnetic bands of thorns that draw together as two halves of the same soul, forming the obscure heart that is our love.
But the thing is that the thorns, like, if you take the ring off, it hurts. It physically hurts. So now now Megan Fox has been seen without her engagement ring because they had this big blowout fight where she deleted her Instagram and put some cryptic Beyonce quotes on about cheating. Whatever.
Very ominous once you start quoting the B.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Very ominous.
And all I kept thinking was, did it hurt when you took off your ring of thorns on your finger?
Remember, they said their love was like a tsunami. You never thought that it would part, that they would ever have these problems. But sometimes breakups are painful. Sometimes they're more painful than others, of course.
When was the most painful breakup you ever had, Raven?
Well, I mean, I have this thing that every time a breakup is actually happening, I would give items away to get that person to kind of go away.
Yeah.
I did a lot of living with people, frankly. And when the breakup would happen, I'd be like, well, just take the dining room table. And I'd be like, just take this sofa or whatever. Remember, we talked one time I mentioned to Anna that I've owned like 9 sofa sets in my life. And you found that to be absolutely insane.
That's your parting gift. When you break up,
is.
You get a couch.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. You want the love seat? It's included.
My first marriage, I offered the Honda and she took the Mustang convertible.
Mm-hmm.
And then within a week of taking that car, that car burned to the ground.
Was it painful when your car burst into flames?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it, and I never saw any photos of it after it being burnt. But when I heard about it, yeah, it was a pretty painful experience. I heard about it because she called me up and then wanted the Honda after that.
Yeah, she's like, I burned that one to the ground.
Yeah.
But now
it happened by accident, of course. Right. No explanation for why that took place.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What was the most painful part of your breakup?
Okay, the most painful part of my breakup was that when my ex moved out, he moved 2 floors down from me in a 4-apartment building because he liked where we lived. And so I had to watch as he like dated and lived a single life for the first year we were broken up.
Yeah, that's painful, all right.
I'm just thinking the worst part would be if they owned all the living room furniture, right? So they move out, they take the sofa, the coffee tables, the television, all that stuff. And now you got to wait for like 3 paychecks to go by before you even get a couch. Like that would be painful for me.
Well, especially if the couch is 3 floors down.
Right. You can see it from the parking lot.
You just can't sit on it.
Oh, man.
What was the most painful part of your breakup? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox allegedly have split up after they had a big fight at Drake's Super Bowl party. And remember, her engagement ring, he made it so it was thorns so that it would be painful for her to ever take it off, which he thought was kind of nuts at the time. But now when she's not wearing it, I just keep wondering, ow, did that hurt when you took that off?
Yeah, well, you know, the pain, it's also like a threshold thing, right? It tells you that one thing is ending and then you're free to go on with something else. But I heard that they were spotted together again yesterday. Who knows?
We'll see.
Yeah.
Producer Sean, what is the most painful breakup you've ever gone through? Painful.
Painful. Oh, you know, I love this because I've been waiting to put my ex on blast for this.
Oh, here we go.
Do it. Do it.
I was engaged to a woman and she got a job opportunity in another state. So I spent the money to get us a U-Haul and move us to this other state just for her to cheat on me 2 months later.
That's painful.
It does have a happy ending, though.
What's the happy ending, Raven?
Tell us the happy ending. Did she come back like a loser?
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah. She did. A couple months later, I saw her go to get coffee somewhere, and She did not look good. I was like, ha! That's right. That's what you get for the 14-hour drive of depression back here. Like, oh.
By myself.
Yeah. Give me a lot of time to think.
Yeah. And you're broke, too. Mm-hmm. Which I did a cross-country breakup before, too. That's no fun.
No. I felt painful.
Yeah.
What was your painful breakup? 1-800-330-9999. Ed.
So the most painful part of my breakup was that we did the worst thing you could possibly do, and we got a dog together. But the way my schedule is, and, you know, she was basically the primary caretaker, she ended up taking a dog. So that's it. I don't have my dog anymore.
Aw.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Right. Honestly, it almost, like, makes the breakup non-existent. You broke up with the dog. I mean, that's what you did, right? It distracts you from the fact that the relationship actually ended, right? Because the dog just... The dog was a good dog. The dog didn't argue with you about when you got to watch football. The dog wasn't responsible for splitting the rent. No. The dog was just your dog.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now he's gone.
Yeah. Yep.
I liked my ex, but I love my dog.
Right. Right. And which is why you probably let her take him too, because you knew you weren't going to be around. You weren't there.
Yep.
That sucks.
Right. Take care of him better.
Ashley, what was the most painful part of the breakup?
Okay, we made a Spotify together, and he paid for it. He paid for the Spotify, and it was a joint one. And I was the one that put all the work into it, like curated it, all my artists, everything. And then when we broke up, I lost my Spotify because it already belonged to him. Like, he was like, no, I'm keeping it. He was kind of a jerk about it because I broke up with him. And I had put like years into this Spotify. And as a music lover, it was like losing a child.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Stayed together for the Spotify.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's a real, so I got to tell you, those lists are a lot of work. I actually have a DJ who worked for me for many years, and his computer died, and he lost all his like history lists. And guys compile lists. They're like, oh, this was a country leaning party, this was an alt leaning party, this was an EDM party or whatever. He got all his music back. They fixed it, but he lost all his lists. He retired. He told me this year. He's like, no, I think I'm all done, man. He's like, I don't feel like going through all that trouble again. I'm like, what?
Right.
He's like, yeah, no, I'm out.
The most painful part of your breakup, what was it? 1-800-330-9999. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly allegedly maybe broke up. She deleted her Instagram, posted some cryptic Beyonce cheating quotes. Mm. But then the big thing was she was seen without her wedding ring. Now, her engagement ring, if you forgot, Machine Gun Kelly made it out of thorns so that she could never take it off because it would be too painful. How'd she get that thing off? It had to hurt.
Because they're weirdos, right? Yeah, they had they drank each other's blood and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. I mean, yeah, it's wild. Who knows what's going to happen with them? Sometimes breakups are painful. I had a breakup, and so we, you know, it was the same thing. First wife, she had all my Christmas ornaments, like, from when I was a kid.
Oh.
And, yeah, I have one left. I mean, they're all gone. I'm pretty sure they rotted in her family's, like, garage.
Oh, no. She took a baseball bat to those ornaments.
Well, it's possible. I mean, great. Thank you for taking my handmade items from third grade. I'm sure you feel good about that, Rachel.
I'm looking at our text line, and it says, we were living together. One night, I came home to a Dear John note saying he was breaking up with me. He had packed up most of the stuff and driven across the country. He didn't talk to anyone for a week. We all thought he was dead. His mother blamed me.
Yeah, the mom was always on their boy's side.
Right? Yeah. What did you do to him? Right. What are you talking about?
I don't understand. He was always so nice. Yeah, did you live with him? Right.
Colton, what
he
was
wasn't 12.
Colton, what was the most painful part about the breakup?
Well, so I live in a condo, and you know, it's been about a year and a half since me and my ex were together, and you know, they have like a lot of common areas. They got the gym, they got the park, and I would always walk my dog. And to this day, people always ask me, you know, hey, what's going on with so and so? And you know, I kind of look at them like, you know, I haven't been with her for a year and a half. You know, she was very psycho. That's one of the reasons why it didn't work out. But I just...
You tell people that? You say that?
Well, I think they knew.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's obvious. You know, she just... I couldn't go anywhere. Anywhere. And I think that's why they always ask, like, oh, where is she? And
but you're outside. Look at you. You got free. You broke out. I mean, listen, if you're crazy, your neighbors know. That's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your neighbors know. That crazy seeps out from the edges every once in a while.
There's nothing more awkward, though, that, like, when somebody breaks up and moves out, and then everyone's like, hey. So where's, okay, yeah.
Right, how's it going?
Right.
How's it been? Yeah. Well, actually, I feel like dying inside. Thank you for asking.
Anything new?
There's a lot more room in my apartment.
Hmm. Jonte, what was the most painful part of the breakup for you?
Painful part is the fact that I couldn't scratch his itch. I found out that he wasn't really attracted to women as much as I thought he was.
That's painful.
And not only that, he wasn't honest to me from day one. You know, I have nothing against anyone. I just want people to be honest with themselves.
Yeah.
That way I can know how to move from there, you know.
Right.
My feelings were hurt mainly because I thought we were going somewhere.
I think, honestly, it's something that's not truly addressed, right? Because the fact is that you, of course, want to be accepting and say, listen, if that's how your life is leading, that's, you should do what makes you happy. On the other hand, they get to be a complete scumbag to you. They've been lying to you this entire time. And what, they get a pass? You're right.
Yeah, that is painful.
Right. But I love you guys so much. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. We love you.
Have a good day.
All right. No matter what you thought of Rihanna's halftime show at the Super Bowl, here's the one thing you got to give her props for. She got up there, and she's super pregnant, and she did it. She did it, hoisted million feet in the air with all her backup dancers, and I can't imagine that that's an easy thing to do when you're having a baby.
I mean, call me a fan, man. I tell you what, if I was up on one of those little platforms flying through the air like that, I'd be terrified, and I'm not pregnant. And I know she had a harness on and all that stuff, but I thought it was a great show. And you know what? On top of it, I thought that, you know, she did a good amount of dancing for being that pregnant. I mean, she didn't get low.
No, if you ever saw Rihanna, you know that she did not.
Like, well, there was a lot of pivoting and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, pivoting.
It's choreographed.
Raven. Maybe for you, Raven, not for her. But she did the best she could while pregnant. And I think that a lot of women, myself included, can relate to. Sometimes you got to do stuff, even if you're pregnant and you don't want to.
Sure.
And, you know, and you're tired and you're exhausted and you just want to take a nap. So what was the super feat you did during your pregnancy? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. There's some celebrities, of course, that have done some big things, like Serena Williams won her 23rd Grand Slam title at the 2014 Australian Open while she was pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Amal Clooney, remember she was pregnant?
Sure.
She gave a speech at the UN headquarters on International Women's Day. That's right. A big deal.
I mean, it's a big deal. It would have been a bigger deal if she had to dance and was on a floating stage at the UN, but okay.
How about New Zealand? Jacinda Ardern, she became the youngest female prime minister in the country's history in 2017, the same day she found out she was pregnant.
Oh, well, that's a cool thing.
Yeah, definitely. Not as probably exciting as what I did, but I was trying to think about it. I'm like, there's two things that I did that I thought were my super feats while I was pregnant.
Okay, what did you do?
One, we took our kids to a Taylor Swift concert at the time.
Oh, my God.
And I was super pregnant. I was probably like 6.5 months pregnant. And the only way to get to where we were supposed to go, because it was so crazy, so we had to jump over these big barricades. And we had to climb over the barricades and jump.
You broke into the show. I mean, you said you went to a show. Now you're telling me you broke into a show.
We were on the wrong side of the parking lot. And we were going to be late if we didn't jump the barricade.
Right.
So
Supermom did that, parkoured right over this thing.
I had two moms hoisting me from underneath. Danielle, my best friend on the other side, being like, this is a bad idea,
holding
guys.
You stable.
Right. And then we caught the kids as they were coming over,
bad
too.
Bad idea. Don't lead with your feet.
But I have to say, the biggest feat I ever did while I was pregnant, and any woman that has to do this, I give you incredible, incredible props, because I almost didn't survive it, was I went to Disney World in the heat when I was about almost 8 months pregnant.
It was August, right?
It was August. I thought I was going to die. I would just stand in the parades while all the kids were cheering, and I would just sob, and I would cry, and they would go on the rides, and I would just stand in the gift shops for the air conditioning.
And then just cry in the air.
Oh,
you were just crying everywhere you went.
I cried everywhere I went on that Disney trip. It was the worst experience of my life. Rihanna, Super Bowl halftime show, biggest stage of the world. She was floating in the air while she was pregnant.
It was like being on a spaceship, really.
It's not easy being pregnant and having to do big things. You're tired. You don't feel good. What did you do while you were pregnant? Your super feet. 1-800-330-9999. On our text line, I won a limbo contest as 6 months pregnant in Antigua on a catamaran cruise. I won a bottle of rum I couldn't drink.
I know how much drinking is going on that boat. Like, you were the only sober person.
Right.
I'm the captain now.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
So I moved 3 yards of mulch. I dug it and I spread it all around our foundation because we were getting ready for a First Holy Communion party and I was not being very taken. Yeah. So all of our neighbors watched as I lifted and moved the mulch all around the yard.
Yeah,
it's a massive job.
Yeah,
it's a I know this because my wife did the mulch in our house 2 years in a row, and then she removed all the mulch and put in stone. And you know what I did that entire time? I went to work. Mm-hmm. I went to work every day.
Exactly.
I might have worked late most of those days, to tell you the truth. I was very busy those years.
My husband had me prime the fence while I was pregnant.
Oh, no.
And, like, a couple of his buddies stopped by, and they were like, why are you having your pregnant wife prime the fence? And you know what he said? She's in the shade. That was his thing. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hey, Kathy, what'd you do while you're pregnant?
I taught a spin class, and then later that afternoon, I, like, went in to give birth, but... Yeah, the head nurse took my spin class, and so I had already been a couple days late already, and she asked me if I wanted to come in and get induced because there was room in the schedule, and I said, sure, why not?
What?
I mean, that morning, right. Oh, well, my bag's already packed. It's cool, yeah. I'll be there at like 2 or 3.
Yeah, no, I'm available. Let's an opening? Yeah, no, I'll have this baby right now.
Now, cool. Three more turns on the attention. Three more turns on the attention. Let's go. Let's go, people.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you're a crazy person. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Josiah, I'm going to guess it was your wife. What did she do while she was pregnant?
She's 7 months pregnant. I come home and this woman is on the ladder cleaning out the gutters.
Nice.
I don't know what got into her. She just kept telling me that it was my job, and she's been telling me for weeks, and she just decided to do it.
Well, right, because she's been telling you for weeks. You didn't do it. Somebody's got to do it. This baby's coming, and the gutters have to be cleaned before the baby is born. Everybody knows that.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
No.
That's great.
You go through this period at the end where, like, it's called nesting, where you just freak out, and everything has to be in place and in order before the baby comes.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that you come home. You can't correct that behavior. I mean, she's already up there. But she is going to put away the ladder herself, right?
Madeline, what did you do while you were pregnant?
I ran a half marathon when I was pregnant.
Like, how pregnant are you when you're running a half marathon?
I was 5 months.
I mean, that feels pretty pregnant. I mean, I don't know, but it seems like that's pretty pregnant.
That's a feat. That's hard. I mean, I can't do it unpregnant, so I can't imagine to do it while being pregnant. Are you a runner? Is that like, was it kind of just second nature?
Yes, I am a runner. And I had a lot of people that were like, oh my God, that's incredible. And then other people that thought I was like completely psycho, but I did it.
Yeah. Well,
and then you get passed by the lady who's 8.5 months pregnant. You runners are crazy. Runners are just a different breed, man.
February is American Heart Month. And what does that mean for love and you and your heart? Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com or on any social media at Dr. Wider. Jenna, so I know that heart attacks are the number one killer of both men and women, but how do you gauge that you're in that risk category? I think most people have no idea.
No, it's totally true. And it's amazing how widespread heart disease is, right? About 1 in 4 deaths is due to heart disease in this country, and one person dies every 36 seconds because of it. So February is dedicated to American Heart Month. It's so important for people to be aware of their risk factors. And what some people may not realize, heart disease and heart attacks look different in men and women. First, for women, a heart attack can look like a backache, jaw ache, pain between the shoulder blades. Oftentimes, women get shortness of breath too, or they can feel indigestion, heartburn, or nausea and vomiting. And men can experience that also, but it's really important to know what your risk factors are to try to lower them so that, you know, you don't become one of these statistics. Some of the big heart risk factors are high blood pressure, high cholesterol, smoking, and obesity. And I know we talked about obesity a couple weeks ago with Ozempic, but as we all know, obesity is definitely a big risk factor for heart disease. And that's why, you know, lessening your risk for being overweight or being obese is incredibly important for your overall health.
Doc, so if you're somebody that, you know, from time to time you get some discomfort, right? And you don't know whether or not that's gas or whether it's some other problem. When do you know when's the time, like, I need to go to the doctor? I need to go to the hospital.
Well, it's funny, Raven, you said that. Because when you were talking about all the different, like, the warning signs for women, I was like, my jaw's been hurting. My back hurts in between my shoulder blades. I'm like, am I having a heart attack?
Right, you'll do that for 5 years.
Well, like, Like, how do you know what's the difference between, like, regular and, like Raven said, we got to go do something about this.
Yeah, I slept wrong or I have a medical emergency.
I think it's really important if you're ever in doubt to go see a doctor or to go for emergent care, right? It's much more important if you think that you're experiencing a cardiovascular event to go see your doctor or to call somebody to sort of rule out what might be the issue.
Is there such a thing as being too young for a heart attack? Because I feel like it's, you always think that a heart attack is somebody that's older, but every once in a while you hear these stories of like this 30-something year old or this 40-something year old, and you're like, wait a minute, how did that happen?
Certainly 50 or a little bit older than that, yeah.
Absolutely. I think it's a really important point. You know, I think women are more at risk for a heart attack after they hit menopause because of the decrease in estrogen. But the truth of it is that there are many people that have heart disease risk factors or have heart cardiovascular events younger. You know, we see people on the sports field all the time in their 20s and 30s having heart attacks. Women can have heart attacks young. People have something called familial hypercholesterolemia, which is a disease that runs in a family that people have really, really high cholesterol that puts you at risk for a heart disease or a heart attack. So what's so important here is to know your family history of early heart disease, to know your risk factors, and to get checked regularly. You can stave off all of these events by going in to see a doctor. And studies show us that men go in to see their doctor less frequently than women. And this is a really good call to arms for everybody to make sure they see their doctor and to get their blood pressure, their cholesterol, and all of that taken so they know what they need to work on and know what they need to look out for.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Why is it trending? Top stories trending and why. JetBlue is trending. It has nothing to do with the flight or the airline or anything like that.
Okay, why is JetBlue trending?
An airline passenger is being crucified by sports fans after he was caught being the only person on a JetBlue flight not watching the Super Bowl.
I mean, it's his business, right?
Okay. So there's this viral video that's showing up everywhere, and it's like from the back of the plane, so you could see all the screens, and it's like a darkened room.
Sure.
And on everyone's screen, every single person's screen on the plane is the Super Bowl, except for this one guy that's not watching the Super Bowl. He's watching this.
Never lie, steal, cheat, or drink. But if you must lie, lie in the arms of the one you love. If you must steal, steal away from bad company. If you must cheat, cheat death. And if you must drink, drink in the moments that take your breath away.
Is that Focus with Will Smith and Margot Robbie? What is that?
No, that's Hitch with Will Smith and Kevin James from 2005, that rom-com.
I mean, what is he doing?
Well, right.
Is he sharing that screen with somebody? Does he have two people on the earphones? Because that seems like a seriously deranged choice.
Well, that's what everybody's been talking about. 113 million American watched the game. 118 million watched the halftime show, you know, with Rihanna. And it's funny,
Three worldwide watched Hitch.
Right.
Less than three worldwide at the same moment with 7 billion people on the planet watched Hitch.
Well, two of my girlfriends texted me and they were like, just text me before Rihanna goes on because I just want to watch the halftime show. They were doing other stuff. And to me, I thought that was weird because even if you're not a football fan, you watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
it's American. That's what we do, right?
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's football centric, but let's face it, there's a lot of things in its orbit, right?
Yes.
So, yeah.
So I understood why maybe they wouldn't be into it. I kind of rolled my eyes. I'm like, all right. And I texted them just so they could watch Rihanna. So they're two of the extra 5 million that were watching Rihanna and not the game. But then yesterday, producer Sean casually mentioned that he also did not watch the Super Bowl, which shocked me for somebody who's in this industry, that this is what we do, is we report on it, we talk about it, we live it, it's pop culture. Mm. Sean, why did you not watch the Super Bowl?
Because I didn't care.
Oh.
My team's not in it. Steelers aren't in it, man. I'm a Steelers fan. I don't care whose other teams are in it. Like, what? No big deal to me. I didn't care about the halftime show. I didn't care about any of it. I can watch the commercials the next day if I want. No big deal.
If your team isn't in, you don't watch at all? Is that like a regular thing, or is that this year?
That's
a
very regular thing for me, yeah.
What?
But you're a football fan. Like, you are a huge football fan. Why would you not watch the biggest game of the year?
Well, Steelers weren't in it.
I mean, you're going to play these teams next year at some point, right? I mean, just talking points alone with your friends just seems odd.
Yeah, no, we didn't even talk about it. They know not to talk to me about it because I only watch Steelers games. They know not to mention it.
And you don't go to a Super Bowl party.
Nope.
Or have one. Okay.
Guess who was the second person in the country watching this?
Never lie. Don't cheat.
Right. And the third one was Kevin James' grandmother.
Yeah. I was that guy.
Who's estranged. Right.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up to you to decide who's right. Laura and Nick. Laura, I'm going to start with you. What's going on?
Okay. So Nick and I have been dating for like about a year. Like, we don't live together, but we spend like all our time together. Like, I spend like, you know, I'll go over and spend holidays with his family. Everything's great, except his family insists they just keep calling me by his ex-girlfriend's name.
Oh.
Like, my name is Laura and her name is Lisa. And like all the time, like they just keep forgetting. And it was like driving me insane. Like, I don't want, like, I know he was with her for a while, but like, I am dating him now. Like, I want to be called by my name. Like, I don't want to be referred to as someone else. It's really frustrating.
Her name was Lisa. And I just, very similar. Yeah. Lisa and Laura.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it could just roll off the tongue there. Nick, what's your side of this?
Okay. Just as a prefix, they are a little old. They're old school, but they might be losing their minds a little bit. I keep telling her it's lighthearted, not to think too hard into it. They love you, but they do forget the name. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Have you mentioned it to your parents? Like, hey, her name is Laura. Can you stop calling her Lisa? It hurts her feelings.
I've mentioned it once or twice. I just don't think that they remember. I don't think they're doing it maliciously.
Okay, they're not doing it maliciously. Because my daughter pointed out to me, my teenager, that my parents, so her grandparents, are what she called unhinged, where there's no filter and they just do what they want. And she was like, yeah, they just blurt things out, even if it's like inappropriate. So I'm like, I'm wondering, are your parents just unhinged that they're doing it because they miss the ex? But
so
you
it's
don't
like
think that.
Amusing for them almost is what you're saying,
yeah,
there? Or are they
exactly.
Just, you know, they're not, you know, toughen up or whatever?
No, I don't think so. My father could care less at this point, but he does like, I don't think he thinks about Lisa, honestly. Lisa's not even in the picture, but they don't think about Lisa at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, Ma, Dad, listen, you straighten that out. I mean, it's one thing to say that. It's something else to say, hey, guys, she's really upset. Just it kind of takes on a different tone, a whole different tone with it then, right? Then it turns into they're thinking about it. They're like, well, you're my son. Just do my best. I'm sorry if I can't keep the name straight. I guess I don't love you enough. You know, they can get pretty dramatic about this whole thing, right?
You sound exactly like my father.
Okay, now we're getting to kind of the heart of the matter here, Anna.
Yeah, I just don't understand what the problem is. Like, call her by the right name. Like, I would just say it. But I guess if you've already said it, like, how many times can you bring it up? Maybe you just got to deal with it, Laura.
Yeah.
Let's see what the audience has to say. If you agree with Laura, then her name is Laura. It's not Lisa. Nick, you need to, like, tell your parents for real. It's hurtful. It's disrespectful. Call her by her real name or don't call her anything. It's better not to refer to her by name.
Hey, you
hey,
girl.
Hello. Girl, my son.
Similar hairstyle that the ex used to.
I know your name's not Lisa. I know it's not that. Yeah. But they may see Nick's side too, where if they're not doing it to be malicious, then you're nitpicking and maybe it's just not on their radar and it's no big deal.
Yeah, maybe it's not worth it to start that up. Who knows? 1-800-330-9999. Maybe they'll know your name before the wedding. Maybe not. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Laura and Nick, they've been dating for over a year now, but Laura, whenever she goes to see Nick's parents, they call her Lisa, which is his ex-girlfriend's name. Now, Lisa and Laura, you can argue, are very close.
Sure.
But she's like, okay, you need to tell them again to stop doing it because it's hurtful. Nick thinks she's overreacting.
Yeah, he's like, listen, my parents are just older, right? They're not saying it to be mean or anything like that. It's just slipping out of their mouth. I'd be curious, right? I mean, the holidays were just here. She said that they spent the holidays together over there. I mean, how many times has she really been there? Let's say four, half a dozen. Maybe it's more on the higher side, 10. What did the tags say on the gifts? Were they right?
Were they right?
Were they correct, right? Because if you're writing the wrong name on top of saying the wrong name from time to time, like it's kind of next level, right? It's a little bit worse.
Is Laura overreacting by wanting Nick to really confront his parents about this and say that it's a problem? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Pam, whose side are you on?
I am on the guy's side, only because I don't think the parents are malicious. My daughter's teacher, who is older, who used to coach her with schoolwork, he always gets her name wrong. Her name is Sam. He calls her Amy all the time. And I don't take offense because it's just kind of embedded in his brain. But I had a solution, which is if I were Laura, I would wear a name tag that says, hi, my name is Laura, until they got it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
I mean, there's no bad ideas in brainstorming, right?
I guess.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Laura and Nick have been dating for over a year, but they have a small problem that whenever Laura goes to Nick's parents' house, they constantly call her Lisa, his ex's name. Now, she gets it. Lisa and Laura, close. But they gotta stop, and she wants Nick to confront them about it.
I mean, truthfully, listen, it still hurts your feelings a little bit, even if you're a smart, grown-up individual, and you're like, okay, they're not saying it to be mean. Every time that you hear it, you're kind of like, all right. And some days, it's going to be really annoying.
But Nick thinks she's overreacting. Like, they're not doing it to be malicious. They're just older. And why is he going to make a big deal out of it? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Don, whose side are you on?
Get rid of the bum. He doesn't know your name right way with respect.
I mean, it's his parents, so...
I mean, he knows her name.
Right.
That would be a different problem.
Get rid of his bum parents? Okay. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, well, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. All right, then.
Hey, Jeanette, whose side are you on today?
I'm on her side. I 100% agree with her. My own husband's parents don't even get my name right, so I definitely feel for her.
What?
It's his responsibility to remind his parents that this is her name, and they have to fix it.
Yeah. How long have you been married to your husband?
We actually just got married, but we've been together for close to 5 years.
And they still call you by the wrong name? I didn't know this was such a common problem.
Right. I mean, they helped pick out the invitations, and they're still getting wrong?
Yeah.
Wow.
And what's even better is that her name is Jean and mine's Jeanette. They're basically spelled the same, except you add a TPE and you can't get it right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, something's going on there.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Tammy, and I'm on Laura's side. I think every time that they call her Lisa, she should call them a different name. Like, say, okay, Janet. Okay, Joe.
Just make
maybe
up
they'll
names
get it
the whole time. Right. I get it. Okay. Right. Okay. Maybe not the worst idea, I guess.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Laura, our audience agreed with you. Nick, tell your parents her name is not Lisa. You've brought it up to them before. You hate that you have to bring it up again, but they continue to do it, and it's hurtful to her.
I'll do it.
Thank you. Yes.
Lisa, I hope that you're just being good-natured with this and understand that, you know, if it doesn't come off like they're trying to be malicious, some people are just more forgetful than others. They are similar names, kind of roll off the tongue.
Yeah.
But now that it's been mentioned, you could reinforce and say, actually, it's Laura. You know, you can remind them that, you know, every time, and I'm sure that they'll be embarrassed and they will correct themselves.
Maybe eventually it'll work.
Right.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,900. You ready to play, Charlie?
I think so. I think I can do it.
Let's do it. Can you ask Raven to leave the room, please?
All right, Raven, it's time to leave the room.
All right, man. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you, Charlie, Raven has been off all day making silly mistakes. I think if there's a chance for you to win, today's the day. You ready to do it?
Yeah, it's got to be the day because I'm really bad at this.
Oh, gosh. It's not what I want to hear. All right, Raven's out of here. He can't hear us. It's a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. All right, Charlie. Let's get some confidence. Let's go. Number one.
Let's do it.
Cardi B and her husband Offset, for a limited time, have their own McDonald's meal that launched yesterday on Valentine's Day. What's the name of the mint-flavored milkshake that will come out later this month for St. Patrick's Day?
Shamrock Shake.
Number two, Patrick Mahomes and his family celebrated his big win by following tradition and going to Disneyland. He plays for what team?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Number three, Rihanna's Super Bowl halftime performance attracted 118.7 million viewers. That's more than the game itself, which averaged about 113 million. Rihanna is actually her middle name. What's her legal first name?
Brandon?
Number four. Did you say Brandon? All right, number two. Today is Single Awareness Day, which celebrates single people. On the list of best shows about singles ever, there's Sex and the City, The Mindy Project, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and the Netflix show starring Christina Applegate about two women mourning the losses of their husbands. What's that show called?
Miss Marvel.
And number five. Louis Vuitton has picked the artist that sings Happy and Freedom to be their next men's creative director. Who is that?
Oh, God. Guetta? Dave Guetta?
Let me bring Raven back in.
I'm bad, right? I told you.
I mean, it was really bad, Charlie.
You.
It was bad. I mean, it's not the worst we've ever seen, but it wasn't good. It was 2 out of 5.
Not great. $1,900. Let's see how I do. Maybe they're really, really hard.
Number one, Cardi B and her husband Offset, for a limited time, have their own McDonald's meal that launched for Valentine's Day. What's the name of the mint-flavored milkshake that comes out later this month for St. Patrick's Day?
Shamrock Shake, of
course.
That's
right. I was at McDonald's yesterday. My McDonald's already has it.
Why is your McDonald's so much cooler than mine?
I don't know.
Remember when they had the Happy Meals out and I couldn't get the pail?
And I got like 14 of them?
You promised me a pail, by the way.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh.
As you want to talk.
Number two, Patrick Mahomes and his family celebrated his big win by following tradition and going to Disneyland. He plays for what team?
Plays for the Chiefs.
You guys are tied at two. Number three, Rihanna's Super Bowl halftime performance attracted 118.7 million viewers. That's more than the game itself.
That's pretty staggering,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Rihanna is actually her middle name. What's her legal first name?
Robin.
Robin is correct. Number four. Today is Single Awareness Day, which celebrates single people. On the list of the best shows about singles ever, there's Sex and the City, The Mindy Project, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and the Netflix show starring Christina Applegate about two women mourning the losses of their husbands. What show is that?
It's called Dead to Me. It's a great show.
Yes.
First two seasons of that show are hilarious.
Yep. Number five, Louis Vuitton has picked the artist that sings Happy and Freedom to be their next men's creative director. Who is that?
It's Pharrell.
Pharrell Williams, yep. I'm sorry, Charlie. He beat you 5-2 today. That'll get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Woo. All right, I'll take it. Thanks. It's Charlie. I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time, man. Enjoy that shirt and even $2,000 tomorrow, Anna.